In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, one God, amen. Glory to Jesus Christ.
Glory to God.
Blessed Feast of the Theophany to all of you. This day, we celebrate the true revelation of God. We hear this theme in all of the hymns that we have sung for this feast during Orthros and during the liturgy. The church is resounding in its voice and its acclaim to the world that God has revealed himself to us. And he reveals himself to us as one God in three persons, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, and that all three persons are equal in their perfect love for us. And each person, being God, reveals to us in the uniqueness of their personhood the way in which they love us. God the Father desires us to become like him, to dwell with him, and therefore he initiates not a plan of justice, but a plan of love and redemption and reunion. He initiates the incarnation. The Son, in equal willingness to love us and to restore us, accomplishes what is willed by the Father by becoming incarnate. And the Spirit, equal also in desiring our reunion to God, takes what Christ has accomplished and perfects it in us. We see the Spirit perfecting all the work of Christ in his ministry. When the Spirit descends upon the Virgin Theotokos and conceives Christ, at the moment of Christ's incarnation, it is the Spirit that perfects that. When we see the Nativity itself, we see that it is also the Spirit in the form of a star coming and lighting the world and drawing the world to Christ. In the Theophany, it is in the form of a dove that the Spirit comes and rests upon him, rests upon his humanity, rests upon our humanity, rests upon the shared humanity of Christ and us. And we see that same Spirit likewise at the Transfiguration and beyond in the ministry of Christ. And the perfection of all the work of Christ is the sending of the Spirit upon us. We see that at Pentecost. We see that in our own baptism and chrismation. It is why those two are yoked together, because we are restored in Christ in our baptism, and we are then given the power of the Spirit in our chrismation. And when we see that, when we experience that, we experience what we heard during the Synaxarian reading for our Orthros service, where there was a quote from St. Cyril, and he said, "At creation, water. At the good news, the Jordan." What we experience and what we participate in and what we glorify God for is a new creation. Even as the Spirit hovered over the waters at creation, so the Spirit hovers over the waters at Theophany. Even as the Spirit takes the Word of creation and perfected it into a garden of paradise for us to dwell in, so too the Spirit takes the baptism of Christ and makes it a pathway for us into life in God. And those of us who enter in through baptism and chrismation enter into the life of God. And what is so beautiful, though also troubling, about this recreation is that God does not give to us a reset button. Rather, he takes whatever may be the circumstances of our life, our past, our experiences, that which we have experienced because of the sins of others or because of our own sins, as well as all of the glorious things that have happened to us. All those things remain. He gives to them purpose. Whatever we may have experienced before, the joys as well as the lows were ultimately in vain because, as I spoke about on Sunday, they are still temporary. But in our baptism, in our chrismation, they are no longer vain. They are now filled with purpose. But God does not take those things from us and say, okay, now I've rebooted you. Rather, he has restored to us all those things, and he has given to us the dignity and the nobility that he always intended us to have by incorporating our lives, our experience, our own sins even, and the consequences of those sins into the new life that we have. And so all that is given to us could be summed up in the phrase, "You meant it for evil, but I meant it for good." And therefore, it is not needful for us to look at our past with shame or to look at our future with fear. Instead, we look at each day as being, today is the day of salvation. I want to read to you just a few of the lines from the prayer that will be said, that will be prayed this evening at the blessing of the water. You'll hear them then, but I want you to hear them then, having heard them with a little bit of context, so that you know that what we are speaking about is the recreation of all creation, that this is a cosmic restoration, but it is a restoration that incorporates into it everything we have experienced and everything that we will experience, us as individuals, as a community, as families, as a whole human nature. All of us has been incorporated into what God intends and plans for us. And therefore it is possible for us to live and to see the things we see in the news, that we read in the papers, if we read papers anymore, to the things that we know go on, and the things that we experience in our life, the things that we are recovering from in our life, the things that we anticipate and hope for in our life, all of it is given dignity today, because today is the day of salvation. This is what we will hear this evening. We glorify thee, O only begotten Son of God, who art without father from thy mother and without mother from thy father. For in the previous feast, the Nativity, we beheld thee a babe, and in this feast, the Theophany, we behold thee perfect. And we're speaking here not just of his divinity, because the Spirit did not descend only upon his divinity, it descended upon his humanity, upon ours. O our perfect God, appearing from the perfect, for today we have reached the time of the feast, and the ranks of saints gathereth with us, and angels celebrate with men. Today, the grace of the Holy Spirit hath descended on the waters in the likeness of a dove. Today hath shone the sun that setteth not, and the world is lighted by the light of the Lord. Remember, cosmic recreation. Today the moon shineth with the world in its radiating beams. Today the shining stars adorn the universe with the splendor of their radiance. Today the clouds from heaven moisten mankind with showers of justice. Today the uncreated accepteth of his own will the laying on of hands by his own creation. Today the prophet and forerunner draweth nigh to the master, but halteth with trembling when he witnesseth the condescension of our God towards us. Today the waters of the Jordan are changed to healing by the presence of the Lord. Today the whole creation is watered by mystical streams. Today the stumblings of mankind are blotted out by the waters of the Jordan. Today hath paradise been opened to men, and the Sun of Righteousness hath shone for us. Today the bitter water is changed by Moses, the true Moses, to sweetness for the people at the presence of the Lord. Today are we delivered from the ancient mourning that is weeping and sorrow mourning. And like a new Israel we have been saved. Today we have escaped from darkness, and by the light of the knowledge of God we have been illuminated. Today the darkness of the world vanisheth with the appearance of our God. Today the whole creation is lighted from on high. Today is error annulled, and the coming of the Master prepareth for us a way of salvation. Today the celestials celebrate with the terrestrials, and the terrestrials commune with the celestials. Today the assembly of noble and great-voiced orthodox rejoiceth. Today the Master cometh to baptism to elevate mankind above. Today the unbowable boweth to his servant to deliver us from slavery. Today we have bought the kingdom of heaven, for the kingdom of heaven hath no end. Today the land and the sea have divided between them the joy of the world, and the world hath been filled with rejoicing. The waters saw thee, O God, the waters saw thee and were afraid. Jordan turned back when it beheld the fire of the Godhead, coming down and descending into it bodily. Jordan turned back at beholding the Holy Spirit descending in the likeness of a dove and hovering over thee. Jordan turned back when it saw the invisible visible, the Creator incarnate, and the Master in the form of a servant. Jordan turned back, the mountains leaped with joy at beholding God in the flesh, and the clouds beholding in the Jordan the Lord's festal assembly gave voice, wondering at him that cometh, who is light of light, true God of true God, drowning in the Jordan the death of disobedience, the sting of error, and bond of Hades, granting the world the baptism of salvation. So also I, thine unworthy and sinful servant, as I proclaim the greatness of thy wonders, and encompassed by fear, crying with compunction unto thee and saying, Great art thou, O Lord, and wondrous are thy works, and no word sufficeth to him thy wonders. Glory to God. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Forgive me.